Hello, and welcome to the Upgrade School Marketing Podcast. My name is Matt Soll. I'm the Director of Marketing and Communication at Chapel Hill Chauncey Hall School.
And I'm Angie Ward. I'm the President of Enroll Media Group, a digital marketing agency for schools.
Here we go. We are closing out 2024 and coming into 2025. Angie, how's the end of the school year? The end of, not the school year, but the end of the calendar year going for you?
Oh, it's going good. It's been a busy year indeed. Looking forward to a little break and just really excited for what 2025 will have in store.
Yeah. That this end of the year is always, it's always wild. I think in marketing, communication, working with fundraising end of the year, admissions is in full swing with tours and everybody coming in and applying. So this is a pretty, it's a wild time in schools. There's many wild times, but this is definitely a peak for sure.
Right. And with application deadlines soon approaching, yes, it's definitely a really busy time.
Yeah. So in awareness of the time that people have and not a lot of it, we have a short episode today. So this is going to be a mini episode on something that Angie and EMG has been working on with a lot of schools and presenting on, which is LinkedIn and tips that we have for schools to be on top of LinkedIn in 2025. All right. So, Angie, just to kick off, you know, why LinkedIn? So what is it that schools need to be aware of with LinkedIn and why is it important right now?
Yeah, I mean, LinkedIn is a really large social media platform, not nearly as big as, you know, X and Meta and Snapchat and things like that. However, you know, the target audience is very unique. They tend to be adults ages 25 to 54. About 60% of users have a bachelor's degree or higher. It's considered the most trusted social media platform out there in the United States, according to a U.S. Digital Trust survey. So that's really important when you're a school and you're thinking about reaching parents. You know, there are some ethical concerns with other social media platforms out there. So I think it's a platform that more schools are starting to lean into to really get in front of parents and even donors and, you know, other professionals that are mission aligned. So there's a real opportunity there for LinkedIn.
Yeah. I think trust right now, like, I don't think that can be over exaggerated how important that is. And people jumping from X or whatever they're jumping from to others just based on that. So having a place where people are being professional and there is trust is really important. So what do you recommend to a school who's really starting to get serious about it? They understand the importance of LinkedIn and they want to up their game in that. So what do you start with them?
Yeah, well, it really starts with your actual profile. So real people need real profiles. So if you are, say, a director of admissions or director of marketing at a school, even a head of school, you need a real profile. Never create a fake profile to run a school's page. So you really need to make sure that you are on there professionally, that your staff is on there with their professional profiles. And then from there, the school needs an official school page. So there's different ways that you can create pages on LinkedIn. You could be a company or you can be an educational institution like a school. So you really want to make sure that you're actually a school. And how you do that is you could simply look on the URL of your school's page and make sure it has school on there as opposed to company. And another way to tell if your school has a page that's officially a school is you'll see that alumni tool right there. So you want to make sure that it's clear that you have alum. And we'll definitely help you out if you are not sure if your page is a company or a school. It's really easy. You can just go to business settings and put in a request to LinkedIn to say, hey, I represent this school's page. It's a company, not a school. And LinkedIn will actually change it for you. It's not something you can do. You do need to use that settings tool to put in a message. But that's really important to have real profiles and real school pages.
And you mentioned alumni. So when a school has their page and they're up and running, is there anything you recommend with them as far as connecting with alumni?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Alumni are known as the largest business influencers out there. That's a LinkedIn phrase. And it makes sense, right? Because how LinkedIn's algorithm works is that when people follow your page, they can see what your page posts, but also they can see if their connections and followers are liking, commenting, and engaging with posts by your school. So they don't actually even need to follow your school to see if people are connecting with your school's page. That's how the algorithm works, right? Check out your newsfeed. You're going to see the different things your connections are doing right on your newsfeed. So when you're an alum of a school, you're able to actually see what that school is posting if you're connected to that school's profile and following their page. And you're more likely to share, like, or comment on that because that's your alma mater. Like, you have a connection there. You specifically want to actually talk about, the school you went to on this profile if the content is strong, which we'll get to. So what you want to do is actually ensure that the alumni of your school are indicating in their professional profiles that they graduated from your school. And there's some ways to do that. If you have a really accurate list of those email addresses, you could do a mass email campaign. You can message them individually through LinkedIn. But you really want to ensure that your alumni are indicating that they went to school there, and also that the professionals who work at your school have your school's page as their employer. So a lot of times a school might have more than one page, and that's, a bad look because if somebody's applying for a job at your school and they're trying to see how many other people are employed there, if they're not linking to the right page in their employer profiles, it can really look like nobody works there or some older, outdated people that no longer work there who've moved on from their job are there. So you want to keep your alumni as accurate as possible, and it's a great reminder to make sure you're asking your employees to connect with the page as well.
And I think for alumni too, it crosses a lot. So you're giving value and helping alumni once they graduate to connect and all that. And but I think even on the front end, for someone who's researching a school, networking and creating a network of people is a really big selling point of private schools that they have that you're going to be here. So to be able to go on and see a network of people who are all there, you can see where they're working, you can see that they're connecting to each other, that they're interacting with the things that school's putting out. So I feel like that really crosses over. It can help admissions, it can help advancement, it can help in all areas, really. So that's a great tip.
Yeah, you're exactly right because you can showcase, hey, look what our alum are doing. Like, they're connected to that school. You can see what industries those folks work in, where they went off to go to school. And so, like you said, it can really help all facets of the school for sure.
Yes. Okay, so you're set up, you have your profile, you have your alumni connected. So what is next for a school?
It's really all about producing and engaging with content, right? It's not enough just to show up to the party and not actually network. You need to participate in conversations, engage with people. So just because you're on there doesn't mean it's going to help your school. So you really need to engage with content. That includes creating your own original content. So think about some of the things happening at school. Maybe it's a faculty spotlight or a student spotlight, an admissions event, something that's happening in student life. All different divisions of the school have things they can post about. So you really want to get faculty on board with what's happening in the classroom, res life involved in what's happening outside of the classroom. You can post jobs, like I said, admissions events, and different things like that. So you really want to come up with original content, but additionally, you want to come up with thought leader content. You want to think about, what is it? Who is it you're serving and why? What is your mission, your philosophy? And connect with other people on LinkedIn who are in line with that mission and post about some of the things they're doing or repost with your own original comments some of the things that they're putting out there. It's also important to comment, like, and engage with other things on LinkedIn to grow that visibility because, again, knowing how that algorithm works, the more involved your school is, the more eyeballs and visibility that will show up to other on other people's news feeds. So again, it's really about creating content, engaging with content, and paying attention to what content is working. A lot of schools always ask, well, how much should I be posting? How often? And there's not really a magic number. It's not like you should have two posts every single week, for example. Or it's not as if you should post every single day. You want to think about the quality of your post ahead of the quantity. It's better to have one solid post a week that gets 50 engagements than to have five posts a week that each only get two likes or something like that, because you want more engagement. So think about the quality there.
Great. Yeah, and I think really being aware of what others are doing, even within schools or even outside of schools. And, I've been noticing like long text posts really seem like they do really well on LinkedIn. People who share a story or share something personal on there, whether it's an admissions director who's out touring and talking about what their experience in a country and posting this nice story that goes along with it, gets a lot of people to engage. So it's not just taking that Instagram post and resharing it. It's thinking about what's going to actually work on that platform.
Exactly. Remember your target audience and who they
Yeah.
are and what you're hoping to get out of that post and align it accordingly. Simple text posts alone do great. There is a stat, I don't know it off the top of my head, that does indicate that posts that include a video or an image tend to get higher levels of engagement. Makes sense. It might catch people's eyes a bit more quickly. But you don't need to have, a professional photo or professional video to get some creative imagery and content on LinkedIn as well. It can be a
Yeah.
simple picture or selfie from your phone. And then again, and yeah, it's all about that text, making sure that it's engaging and resonating with people. You can break it up with different emojis and things like that.
I've noticed too, LinkedIn, I'm interested with the schools you work with, but it seems like it will re-show things more often. Like we'll have a post that is 3 weeks old, and in other platforms, like if you look at the engagement, it is within the first few hours and it drops off almost completely right after. LinkedIn, they'll continue showing things. So you'll see, you'll have a post out there that will, it'll be, 2 or 3 weeks old, and it's still continuing to show up to new people and getting new likes and getting new comments. And I'll see other people's in that same way, that something that has kind of continued. So I feel like it's important to really think through what's going to work there, because once they see something that's working well, they continue to push it out.
Exactly. I see that a lot. Some of these posts have a shelf life. So if somebody else comments or engages with it a little bit late, maybe a week later, that could then show up on their feed and now it's getting more eyeballs. So that's something to think about in terms of the content that you're putting out there, maybe considering kind of timeless content, things that aren't, super date specific. So that's a great reminder as well.
So outside of, just putting out organic content, what can schools be doing to reach people?
Well, this is my area of expertise, I will say, and that is advertising. So there's a lot of really cool advertising features that schools can be doing right on LinkedIn. They've got a wonderful self-serve ads platform, so you can do it on your own. I know you've done some ads, Matt, but some of the things that we're seeing schools do is tap into audiences that they otherwise aren't really sure they're getting in front of. So you can target within the ads platform based on a number of things. So the ages of people, their seniority, their job title, the industry they work in, the exact company name, other demographic data. So if you think about who you're trying to reach, whether it's professionals that work in certain offices in proximity to the school, maybe it's people who work in certain industries with a certain level of experience, maybe it's folks who have degrees and certifications, whoever is going to be mission aligned with your goals and your efforts, whether it's a parent audience for enrollment or maybe it's a development fundraising campaign, think about your goals, build that ad in within the ads platform. And there's a number of scenarios I could rattle off. We've worked with dozens of schools on advertising campaigns, but I'll just give a couple of quick examples. We worked with a school in Connecticut who said to us, you know what? A lot of parents who send their kids to our high school are educators themselves. They either are professors at local colleges, they're teachers, or maybe they have a degree in education. They're not currently working right now, but they really value our educational philosophy. And so we said, why don't we create a guide? Why educators love this school, to Watkinson School in Connecticut. So we created a guide called Why Educators Love Watkinson, and we put that together within the ads platform on LinkedIn and only showed it to people within driving distance of the school who had educational criteria in their profile, either those degrees or certifications, or who worked in the field as a professor or a teacher and things like that. And it got a lot of great downloads and traction. So that's one example. Another is we worked with a school in central Massachusetts that collaborated with Babson and MIT to build their curriculum and some of their programs. And they are a day and boarding school. And we thought, well, what a great way to let people who are connected with Babson and MIT in some way know about your new school and the collaborations you have. So we targeted people who were alumni of Babson or MIT or who currently were employed by those institutions and showed them ads about the school. And so it's a really, I could go on and on. We've targeted music teachers about a summer music program, and there's all kinds of different ways you can leverage LinkedIn, which is really cool. So tell me about, what you guys did there at Chapel Hill Chauncey Hall.
Yeah, so we did something very very similar to what you were talking about in the schools in searching for people who worked in colleges, and we were doing that with something that we had been struggling to try to find a connection to, which was we got a lot of students who were being recommended from pediatricians and neuropsychologists, and we would always, in interviews, hear that they heard from us there, and we kept going back to say, like, well, okay, they know about us, they're hearing about us, but how can we be more proactive in getting current info out to these people who are referring us? And it was a tricky way to reach these people. So LinkedIn actually really helped us solve that in running campaigns where we could target certain areas, certain job descriptions, certain workplaces. So we were able to make audiences of those groups that we had been looking to reach, make ads with language that was directly targeted to them, and then link them to a page that was made to have resources that would be useful to them. So
Right.
that was something that was, a huge solve for us, something that we really, really wanted to get to. And LinkedIn ads and targeting really got us there. So that was great.
Yeah, I love that. And I know you and I presented on LinkedIn before, and I just think, it's one of those things where it's not for every school. You need to think a little bit outside the box for it. But you just need to remember when it comes to digital advertising, not everyone uses Google, not everyone uses Facebook and Instagram. So you really need to diversify that digital footprint quite a bit. And LinkedIn is certainly one of the more tried and true ways to do it. Ads have been around for more than 10 years. It's just that independent schools, it's been more in the last 2 or 3 years that we've been seeing schools use these ads.
Yeah. And and with the amount of, I think with Instagram and Facebook and everywhere else, there's a uptick in bots that are commenting or clicking on things and doing that. And again, back to it being more trusted in LinkedIn, and it's tied to people's jobs, and it's tied to, their colleges that they went to. And it is a lot easier, and it does feel that you are talking and connecting with more real people, which is definitely the goal when you're putting money into it and you're putting all that time into doing that you're actually reaching real people who are who they say they are, who are in the places where they say they are. Do you have any final
Exactly.
tips for schools and, kicking off 2025 and doing this right? So what would you recommend to schools?
Yeah, just to wrap up, I mean, my final recommendation is really to look at the analytics and data. So whether you're running an ad campaign and you're figuring out, is this the right target audience or the right ad format? How's it performing? You really want to be setting up conversions within that LinkedIn ads account and referencing your Google Analytics as well to take a look at once people click through from that profile, from that organic post or that ad. What are they getting to on my website? What does that experience look like? Are they engaging? Are they going on to make donations or register for events like I would like them to? So you really want to look at the data when you're investing in LinkedIn, whether it's your time that you're investing in an organic strategy or advertising dollars. Really look at that data and pivot accordingly.
Great. Well, Angie, thank you so much. If anybody has any questions or comments, please, they can reach out on LinkedIn
That's
conveniently
it.
on Theme. We have Upgrade School Marketing on there. We can have a discussion on this, any questions. And Angie, thank you so much again for sharing all this great info and helping people kick off 2025 right on LinkedIn.
Of course, this was fun. I hope to hear from people if they have any LinkedIn questions at all.